ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Please, the brother on the keyboard, can you just do piano and strings for me? You know, I'm sensing a different anointing in this atmosphere. Woo! Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm home. Glory to God. I'm home. Glory to God. So, Pastor, I'm just going to be myself.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. I just appreciate my wonderful brother, you know, and my dear sister. Glory to God. I'm telling you, for the great work that the Lord is doing through them here. Glory to God. And here's the thing. When I got into the office, you know, as I just sat down and I sensed a mighty glory of God. And I said, sir, great things the Lord is doing and greater things he will do. Amen. Amen. Great things the Lord is doing and greater things he will do. Glory to God. You know, just like can you just come up a little bit? Karado ku zota kari enda bagalagos. Fregelendo kus bralienda galagato ko go bashende bradige. Hey rebo zuto ko bagarara. You know, let's just lift up our hands. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost. Evrali yenda mahanga go sota. Efregelendo ko zuto shkam bralada. Bralienda balado ko zuta he. Rabagala gato ku zuta dosh cambradia da balado efregele rabangos efregelendo cozuto shkam. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Zoteke eshko manlango sotando shkambradia da balaga efregala gato ko zuta eshko mahanga gato ku zuta eledush com bralianda bala ha 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 efregelendos. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, do we have somebody that's, anytime you are trying to walk, it's almost like you are wobbling, that's, you know, your posture is not really stable by the time you are walking, almost like you're walking this way. Do we have that person here, or maybe joining over online? You know, because I see myself doing this way. You know, I know what it means medically. Is this such a person here? Maybe your walking is not stable, or maybe you have somebody that is walking is not stable. Maybe that person suffered from stroke and that stroke has not fully gone and it's still kind of a residue of that. Is that such a person here? Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Please come out. Glory to God. I'm just going to lay my hands on you. Heledosh, Kambralea. From today onwards, your walking is going to be stable. Ezaledosh, Kambalado, Kosuta, ha ha ha. Efregaledu, Zutadosh. Hallelujah. Mangados, Sotadosh, Kambra. Please say this after me. Say, there is healing in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is higher than any sickness or disease. Now, you got to believe this, you know, that is healing in the name of Jesus. That's, it doesn't matter what the medical condition is, the name of Jesus is higher above such. Glory to God. And Jesus' name, it is the most supernatural name that can heal any sickness or disease. I know that from God's word and also from medical experience. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I lay my hands upon my sister. I command every instability in your working. Manga, sota, whatever might be the problem, either from your brain or from your peripheral nervous area, in your connection to the muscle of the nerves, in the name of the Lord Jesus, whatever might be the problem, even from the muscle, maybe there is a muscle defect, whatever it is, in the name that is above every name, I lay my hands on you. And I release the power of God to effect healing and cure in your body right now, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Now, what is it that, I know that you can't do that. Can you try and walk on the sea? Karabush, Kambra. You remember. Faith takes one step. As you take this step, then the power of God will begin to walk it out. I'm not saying do it fast, but just by faith, you believe, you receive right now because hands has been laid on you. So by faith, just go ahead. Halabush. Braledos. Go ahead. Glory to God. Go ahead. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Go ahead. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Go ahead. And come back again. Come back again. Go ahead. Come back again. Kalados, Kambados, Zutados, Kambradia. Now, you have to cooperate with the power. The power is in you. It's in you. It's in you. So just say, now, please say this at them. Say this at them. Say, Father, I thank you. For your power is working in me right now. I believe I receive. And I'm going to walk much, much better. I'm much, much more well now. In the name of Jesus. Now let's go again. Let's go again. Glory to God. So you got to release your faith. Release your faith. Glory to God. Release your faith. Yes, I see it. That's getting better. Release your faith. Ooh, glory to God. Release your faith. Release your faith. Release your faith. Come back again. Release your faith. Glory to God. Release your faith. Release your faith. Ooh, that's getting better. That's getting better. Release your faith. Release your faith. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Maradosh Kambradabat. Please, give a hug. Give a hug. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The power is working in you. Amen. So when you wake up, say, Lord, I thank you because your healing power is working in me. You see, if you come to me as a doctor, if I give you medication, if you don't take it, it's going to work. So the power of God is in you right now. So you're taking it is primarily through your words. So you say, Lord, I thank you because your word is working in me. That's you taking it. Then you're giving God the praise, giving God the glory. And that's your faith in action. That's your faith in action. You got to stay with it. You got to stay with it because the healing has begun in your body right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You just by faith, walk very well to your seat right now. Glory to God. Oh, Zote, Shelebo, Bralegenda, Mango, Skobali, ha ha ha, Efregelendo, Kozutando, Shkambradiela Baladoso. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, release me in your life. Release me in your life. Let me do the work in your life. There is that which I'm going to do in your life, in which all eyes will see. All eyes will see, and they will give me glory. Consecrate yourself more to me, to the reading of my word, and praying in the Holy Ghost, and consecrate yourself much more to my things. Then you're going to see me walking in your life. That which has been a burden in your mind, I, the Lord, will fulfill it. I will do it. And all the glory shall be to me. Glory to God. Marado sofrara, la mangoso. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I release your power upon my sister. I command that sickness to be gone. I command healings in your body right now. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Now, so walk very well too. Oh, you're standing here for your mom. Oh, so the first one is for you. So the other one is for your mom. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, that's a cry of joy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe the first thing that I said has a lot to do. Amen. Glory to God. But let's just thank God. Let's just give a caridy. Ha ha ha. We praise your name, Lord Jesus. Well, thank you, Father. Glory to God. So rejoice. The Lord has done it. Glory to God. Mahanga, Sopali, Kembrali, Elabado, Sopranabush, Kambralia, ha ha ha, Rabago, Zota. Please, we may be seated. You may be seated. Please stick it plain. Mangados. Hey, Reladush, Kambra, Laga, Dakatogo, Sota, Dabush, Kambralia, Daba, Efragalado, Sota. Now, you know, while I was sitting down there, this came to my heart. And I just look back. I just see people here. But what I'm seeing more. Much more people. Amen. Now, I'm going to tell you why. Now, look at Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17. I'm going to tell you why. Glory to God. Mazotedosh, Kambra liya da balados, Sofra liya da balados, Megados. Please say this after me. Say, the Lord has turned my morning into dancing. It is time for me to rejoice. And I will, and I shall rejoice. I'm telling you, I shall rejoice. I shall rejoice. He has turned my money into dancing. It is time for me to rejoice. I will and I shall rejoice. Because there are people that a couple of things are just, you know, like tangling in your mind. The Lord is just saying, release them to me. Release them to me. Release them to me. As you release them to me, you're going to see me walking those things that seems in your own eyes unwalkable. Walking them out. And here's what the Lord is saying. The Lord is saying, you are a man. I am God. Amen. You know what that means? Yeah. The things that are impossible with man are possible with what? With God. Man, you are a man. I'm God. You don't see everything. You don't know everything. But, I mean, you cannot do everything. And the Lord is saying, I see everything. I know everything. And I can do everything. Hallelujah. You know, I don't know who it's for, but I'm going to run from there to there, back again, and you're going to see something leaping up in your spirit, man. Oh, I don't know who is that for, but I just see myself running there to there, back. Glory to God. I'm just going to do that. Glory to God. I'm just going to do that. So whatever it is in the realm of the spirit, get it. I mean, if you want to flow with me, go ahead. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, so glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, here's what is coming to those that have been bound, that they cannot run. Now, you know, that's like a physical something, but there is a symbolic. You know, they cannot run, which means things seem to be dragging. But the Lord said, the end has come. Those things will be moving fast. Oh! Glory to God! They will be moving what? Fast! So your time of just dragging things, no, those times are over. There is a divine acceleration of God. Who? The anointing, just like the anointing came upon, is it Elijah or Elisha right now? That outran the chariot of Ahab or so, right? That's the Holy Ghost. So people are going to be moving in the speed of the Holy Ghost. Wow, glory to God. I'm telling you, people are going to be moving in the speed of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you. Which means things that are slow before is going to be developing great wings and flying and great legs and what and run. You're going to see yourself leaping over a wall. You're going to see yourself running through a troops because the hand of the Lord is upon you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, please sit down. Please sit down. Look at it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Acts 17. He said, Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Paulinia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. Then Paul, as his custom was, went into them for 3 Sabbaths, reasoning with them from the scriptures, explaining and demonstrating that Christ had suffered and rise again from the dead, and saying, this Jesus whom I preach to you is the Christ. All right, look at verse 5. But the Jews who were not persuaded become envious, took some of the evil men from the marketplace, and gathering a mob, set all the city in an uproar and attacked the house of Jason and sought to bring them out. But they did not find them. They dragged Jason and some brethren to the rulers of the city, crying out, these who have turned the world upside down have come here too. Now, please listen to this carefully. There are some that the Lord is going to move supernaturally from the shore of this nation to another nation. Let me say that again. There are some that the Lord is going to move supernaturally from the shore of this nation to many nations. And when you get in there, this is going to be said of you. That these who have turned the world upside down. I've come here too. I sat down, I saw. So I saw much more than here. So which means there are people that the Lord is going to move to nations that will know that I was in the lighthouse. I was there under the leadership of Pastor and Pastor Miss. And I just had a stirring up within me. I remember that I should make this step. And here I am. I'm doing a great work for the Lord. As pastors, as evangelists, as missionaries, I'm telling you. You see, here's the thing that every one of us we need to be aware of. Jesus is coming. When? We don't know. But we need to occupy till it comes. And we need to do the work of the kingdom. I'm telling you, the interest of the Father should be much more than our own personal interests. If you have not known that, you better start aligning yourself to that. Because that's how you're going to find great peace in your life. Great peace. There is no amount of tranquilizers I can prescribe for you that can equate to that peace. There is no amount of multi-billion dollars that you can have that can equate to that peace. It is when we all submit ourselves to the will of the Master. I'm telling you. It is when we all submit ourselves, plural, to the will of the Masters. God is not opposed to us being rich. You all know that. I mean, he's the most richest person in the universe. He owns everything. But there is something that is desiring of us that we need to let our hearts seek him first. Amen? Amen? We didn't go to America just because you want to be in an America. No. As a matter of fact, when the Lord gave us the opportunity to be in America, that I won the green card lottery, I didn't want to go. Why? Let me back up a little bit. When I was in medical school, because, I mean, I got into Word of Faith through Brother Kenneth again, through a wonderful book in 1987 or 1988 or so, through a friend, Understanding the Anointing. When I read that book, it transformed my life. And when I got into medical school, I've been looking at, I'm in medical school, but I already learned a lot from him that the will of God first. The will of God first. So, by his grace, that has always been my main pivot, that the will of God first. My mates will be saying that when we finish medical school, I want to go to America. We're here in America, you know, you make a whole lot of money as doctors, as this. Am I going to align that my flesh doesn't want? Yes, but I always remind myself that the true riches is in the Lord. True riches is in the Lord. God is not opposed to us being rich. You can have Bentley, 10 or whatever, in as much as it's not taking the place of the Father in your heart. Abraham was very rich, had a trained soldiers. That when Lot was in trouble, he took his own personal army to go deliver. Did he forget God? No. So that's always been my philosophy. That it is God first. And all through the medical school, you know, get involved with things of God, And even getting to the medical, even you getting to that medical school too, was even a supernatural. All right? I didn't feel jump form putting, when I eventually entered, getting to medical school, I didn't feel jump form, medicine one, OAU, medicine two, OAU. No. Of course, I grew up with my father, so my father has always taught me that, look, if you come to a roadblock in life, there is always somebody that can help you, God. I grew up with my father, miracles, you know, raising the dead and all of those. You know, our house, they bring people that are dead from the age of 8. My father would call me and say, let's be praying for them. All right? So that has ingrained in me God first and getting in touch with Word of Faith. I know that, oh, okay, my mind, my spirit now enlightened that it is God first. Supernaturally, God helped me to change my major from microbiology to medicine. When I filled my form, eventually, to OAU, my first choice, second choice was microbiology. After I have tried twice, medicine, I didn't meet the cutoff point, maybe like 290 something or 300 or something like that. All right? Now, getting in there, I kept that, Lord, it is you first. It is you first. And the Lord supernaturally helped me with that. And that has been my philosophy, that it is God first. All right? So when the opportunity, when I got out of medical school, people were just scanning, okay, let's do this, let's do that. I said, no. What is God saying? I just got married to my wife. What is God saying? And eventually, brother just said, why don't you just go? There's opening for Dublin, you know, people going to Ireland, you know, as a doctor, they were paying them and all that. I said, I just got married. I don't want to leave my wife. He said, just go now, at least, you know, then go and come back. So I go, okay, no problem. He taught me everything, but I didn't know that it was actually walking along with the plan of God. Walking along the plan of God. So I filled everything and boom, they gave me the visa. Got it in there. Then that's how I went for my specialization in obstetrics and gynecology. All right? After I finished, I was one of the best students in the hospital. But the Lord already told me that after you finish, you go back to Nigeria. The CMD, which is Chief Medical Director, told me, said, there is a job for you here. Why don't you just stay? He couldn't understand. I said, I just got married and we only have a son then. I said, I need to go and meet my wife. He looked at me like this. Because there's much more in me. I know what the Lord told me. All right? Coming in there, do the program. Okay, come back to Nigeria. I came back to Nigeria. Okay, we had our daughter. And Pastor Ayo came to name our daughter. Glory to God. Maybe he forgot. You didn't forget. Maybe he forgot. All right? So the Lord moved on me again to go back to England. Now, while I was in England, my wife, in fact, it was one morning that my wife said, sign this thing. We were the last batch for this American something. I've been reluctant because I was just, I don't want to be like, okay, I want to go to America. No. It's God. He said, just sign this thing. Okay, I just reluctantly signed. I think one of you guys' staff then was traveling to England. So she was about to go maybe the next day. She said, Mrs. O, you need to let your husband sign this thing up. Sign this thing. So she just woke me up in the morning and said, sign this. And I just signed. And while I was in England, she just told me, said, guess what? You won American Green Card Lottery. I said, what? He said, yes, I got it here. So I've been liking the environment of England, thinking, okay, maybe the Lord brought me here. I was praying. you know, because I've been involved with ministries also there too. I've been involved with ministries, you know, whichever way, you know, musician or playing or if nobody's going to teach or whatever, speak the word. I said, Pastor, I'll do it. Be involved with that. So later on, a brother now told me, say, you don't want to go? I said, I don't want to go. I just like England. I said, when I hear all those gong something in America, I said, that kind of scares me. he said, just go. He said, every doctor wishes for this. He said, just go first. When you get your passports, American passport, then you cannot come back. So that changed me. And I said, okay, it's all right. There's nothing wrong in going. I mean, just go get it. So come back. Because I think that there is more in England for me. So after we left for the U.S., but getting to the U.S., I still have my heart opened. Okay, now that I'm in the U.S., okay, let me go and do this. So, but while we're there, we're involved with other ministries, and so on. That's how we began a whole lot of things there, all right? Get involved with university. Now, what am I saying? When our hearts is first of all in the kingdom, even things that you don't even think of, the scripture says, all these things your father knows that you need them. The good things of life, I'm telling you, will come to you. I'm telling you, the good things of life. But we must put the kingdom first. 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 I'm telling you, there is no amount of money you can have. If the kingdom is not number one in your life, you will be miserable. I'm telling you, you will be miserable. Why? Because it's agenda must be number one in our lives. Must be number one in our lives. So I see God stirring up people in this assembly. That's why I say I see much more than this. Much more than this. I see God using people in an unusual way, in which in which they have never thought of before. But the readiness and yieldedness is what God is looking for right now. Amen? The readiness and yieldedness is what God is looking for. I know we are talking about faith for victory, right? You all know that victory begins when we understand, when we follow when we align ourselves with the plan of God. Yes. That's how real victory begins. So I see God using people mightily. There are great evangelists in this place. There are great prophets in this place. There are great apostles in this place. There are great teachers in this place. There are great pastors in this place. Missionaries in this place. And these are the days that a whole lot of us, we are seeking our own agenda, but his agenda is just not even secondary. It's just, we even not even on the list at all. And there is no way we can ever be successful. There is no way we can ever walk in victory if that is our line of thinking. I'm telling you, there is no way. His agenda must first of all be your agenda. Money will come. I'm telling you, God is going to open unusual doors for some people here. Amen. I mean, this is not my notes. You understand? That's why I said, sir, can I just be myself? This is not my notes. God is going to open unusual doors to nations. Unusual doors to nations. I'm telling you. To nations. Brother, can you come up a little bit? Wait, on the keyboard, come up a little bit. I'm telling you, Mangado Sotegedo Shkambradiya Balados. There's a strong, so strong prophetic anointing in this place. I'm telling you, God is going to open unusual doors. You can just go down a little bit more. Go down a little. Yeah, that's fine. Unusual doors to nations. Unusual doors to nations. And get this. The doors is not primarily for your own agenda first. No. Please, don't get carried away with that. Don't get carried away with that. It's not primarily for your own agenda first. It is primarily for the gospel first. Of course, getting to those nations, there are things that you have to do, settling in the nation, starting lives and all those. Don't get me wrong on that. But let this be in you, that this door opened, not because I pushed it. Notice that word. This door opened not because I pushed it, but God himself opened this door for me. So there is something about it. And the thing about it is his will, is his plan for me to be here, to do the great work of the master. I'm telling you, these are the days that I see people. They're just concerned about themselves. They will have all the agendas about themselves, but nothing about God on their list. Just because I want to be number one, I want to make it. Please don't get me wrong. I'm a teacher of prosperity. Glory to God. In our broadcast, there is a program where we're on prosperity time. We talk about prosperity. Of course, we talk about all of those things. I believe in being rich. I believe in our needs being super abundantly met. But what about our Heavenly Father's needs for us? Souls, building people up in his things. What is important for him first? Amen? What is important to him first? What about that? Let's think about that. So it pains me. Why? Because look, all these things that we have, we don't take them to heaven. I believe you all know that, right? I can have millions of dollars, billions of dollars. I don't take from heaven. I can have Louis Vuitton, Bentley, Rolls Royce, all of those. They're right here. Thank God. God gave them to us to enjoy and enjoy them super abundantly. But we must understand that he comes first in our lives. He must rule in our lives. He must be our Lord. Which means when he asks us that I need you to go here, to go there, you don't think about your comforts first. You think about him. And guess what? When we put him first, the scripture says, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Look at Matthew 6. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So kaliyada balados. So these that have turned the world upside down have come here again. That will be to some of us. Matthew 6, from verse 32. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You getting blessed? Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. He said, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things, the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Verse 31 again. Actually, sorry, it should be from verse 31. He said, from verse 31 again. He said, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after all these things, after all these things, a true believer, the things of God must be primary first. The interest of God, not the material riches. Now, please don't get me wrong again. God wants us to be rich, super rich. Glory to God. Lack is not of God. But we must put first in first so that we get ourselves positioned for the great abundant rain of blessings. And guess what? I think we're having faith for prosperity right now. Yeah, because prosperity begins when we know the will of God. And the part of the will of God is align ourselves to his will first, his plan, his thinking first. All right? So look at it. He said, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things, the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first. Please, what does first mean? Number one. And our hearts has to be in great harmony with that. Number one. So which means, before you take that job, ask the Lord. Before you move to that nation, ask the Lord. It is not every door that are great doors. Devil do open doors. But it take a man that is sensitive, that no, this is not from the Lord. It is not all offering that a man of God should take. Amen. Amen. No. So, but when we remain sensitive to God, when our heart is in line with him, and by the Holy Ghost bearing witness with our spirit man, we will know, I'm not going to take this. No, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go. We have every opportunity to be in three nations of the world. In the United Kingdom, when they were having the first set of highly skilled migrant program, I was there. All right? A brother gave me the information. I told my wife, and she did it. Within a week, we got the right to leave there and work. Within a week. The same thing with Canada. I mean, I just, since England was my first place, I said, okay, maybe this is it. Maybe God wants me to be here and all that. And after I left Dublin. So, but no, our heart has to always be in tune with heaven. Lord, is this you? Is this you? Now, let me say something. Is it going to be easy with the flesh? No. It's not going to be easy with the flesh. No. The flesh, well, I mean, ask me. The flesh too wants to be making the thousands of dollars that my colleagues are making in the full clinical practice. But I know that the life, I know that our life does not consist in all these things that we have. by the Holy Ghost, through God's word. It doesn't consist in that. What it is matter is his will. The money will come. It will. And the Lord is helping us. Money will come. But it is us putting in force. You know, brother, I have a lady to lay my hands on you. Lord, let there be a stirring up of all every of the gifts of yours on his inside. The ability to express. My angle to express the word of God with simplicity, to teach, to explain the word of God with simplicity. Mangato comes upon you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we must ask the Lord. We must ask the Lord, Lord, should I do this? Should I do that? Not that it just happened, then we just jump. No, that shows we are not putting in force. That shows we're not putting in force. He said, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added. Did he say taken away? No. All of these things. The good house, the good Bentley cars, the good aircrafts, private jets, woo, good houses. Glory to God. So you can see that in my own too, I have a desire too, right? Amen. Yeah, I have desires too. Glory to God. Our private ministry airplanes. Yes. Personal air jets. Yes. Great houses. So that when Pastor Ayo and then my wonderful sister comes around and say, you know, this that is in Florida. Pastor Ayo, you didn't bring the children and my sister, everybody. Okay, please. Here's it. Just enjoy yourself. Just give them the car keys. The car keys is right there. Just drive yourself around. Don't worry. Fridge are all shelved up. Everything is all filled up. Enjoy yourself around. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Yeah. I mean, I remember a particular brother. You know, him and his wife came for a brother Keith's meeting in Florida, in Sarasota. All right. Where we live is like 50 miles from brother Keith's church. So as they came around, and this couple, they have a big ranch. So there is a private house somewhere there. And they stocked the fridge. This is not somebody, maybe somebody say, these are my friends. They stocked the fridge for them. They get a car for them. They fill the, they even gave them a card so that if the gas runs down, they can always top it up. Everything is filled. They said, just enjoy yourself, him and his wife and the family. Amen. We all should be given to what? Hospitality.
Yes.
We know that there are bad people, but when we are being led, we should do hospitality. The fact that there are bad people doesn't mean that hospitality is gone. No, that's part of our love work as believers. Amen. Amen. That's part of our love work as believers. They enjoy themselves. They enjoy themselves for a whole week of the program. They had a beautiful place, private place. It says so that nobody disturbs you, just enjoy yourself. They have the car, fill the gas, give them the card so that put money on there so that you can use the money to buy, you know, for groceries, everything there. That's our God.
Yes.
That's our God. That's our God. Whoa! Please say this after me. Say, money cometh to me now. Amen. So God is not opposed to us being rich, but his kingdom first. And I see multi-millionaires here.
Amen.
Oh, somebody say, Brother Tade, yeah, multi-millionaire, you don't even know my level right now. You say multi-millionaire, ha, 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 ha. Yes, I don't need to know your level, but I know what my God can do.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Say to yourself, say, I am a multi-millionaire.
I am a multi-millionaire.
Say it again, say, I am a multi-millionaire.
I am a multi-millionaire.
Sponsoring gospels. Sending out missionaries. Their expenses paid for. Fully. Oh, I love it. Fully. Fully. You know, during the COVID thing that happened, Brother Keith Moore, you know, their church, they have a fund that they got, they designated as Get Caught Up. Because churches were locked down, so they are mortgage, everything kind of in disarray. So they said, just call us. Tell us what is going on. And they were giving out money to those churches so that they can get caught up on their bills. On their bills. On their bills. I'm telling you. You see, the money that God is going to give you, it is not just for you alone. No. I mean, look at the scripture that our pastor read for us. It says so that you'll be furnished to what? In abundance for to what? To all good works. Charity donation. Glory to God. Good works. Charity donation. You'll be furnished. You'll be furnished. Look at it. He said, and God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance. Notice, he didn't say in few, right? He said in abundance. If you check that word in traditional King James, it's from the Greek word perisos, which means in excess, superabundance. In excess, check it up. Perisos, abundance in the Greek. Superabundant, perisos, more than enough. More than enough. Just like when Jesus fed those 5,000 people, and the scripture says there were about 12 baskets left over. 12 baskets left over. When they all fed, the scripture says just the men alone, that they count women and children. 12 baskets left over. More than enough. More than enough. More than enough. In excess. In excess. In excess. You know, let me come back to here, because I believe this is important that we balance this, so that people don't say, well, if I'm following God, then I've carried the cross of poverty. No! You have actually carried the blessing! I'm telling you, you have actually carried the blessing. Those were the days that said, oh, the pastor is as poor as church rats. Now, don't get me wrong. There are people that have abused the message of prosperity, but it doesn't do away with the real. It doesn't. Please, don't get carried away. Stay with God's word and be led with the Spirit of God that is on your inside. It is your divine inheritance to be rich. To be rich, super rich. Let's pull it up there. I'm telling you, you're going to see. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'll read to you the Greek meaning of that word perisos, so that from today onwards, you will know that you will never be broke another day of your life. The money keeps coming to you now. Glory to God. I'm telling you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah, that word abound, this is powerful, means to be in excess, perisos, exceed in number or measure, to be left over, remain, exceeding a number or measure, which marks fullness. Wow, which marks fullness. To superabound, to abound richly, to abound richly. Who is going to make us to do that? God. God. He said, and God is going to make all grace, every favor. That's why Amplified Version did a good job. All right? God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, to be in excess, to superabound. When he said, my cup runneth over, didn't God know that the cup is full? When he's pouring? He knows. He keeps pouring. 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 He said, Lord, but this is full. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Because I want you to super abound. So that you can also super abound in blessing others. Lord, I know. Keeps pouring. Keeps pouring. God is God of excess. Not wasteful, which means he blesses super abundantly. Notice what he told Solomon. He said, even the things that you have not asked for, I'm going to give it to you. That word always touches my heart. Somebody can just say, I'm going to give you riches and honor, wealth, super wealthy. And God made him to be super wealthy. Super wealthy, super wealthy. God, he just said it and he did it. That's the same God that you and I serve. Amen. That's the same God that you and I serve. He says, so that you may always, and under all circumstances. I just love that word again. Under all circumstances. Under all circumstances, which means whatever nation you are. Whatever nation that the Lord might want to send you to, or whatever area that God might want to send you to, even in the secular. Because you all know that ministry is not just in the fivefold ministry alone. There are people that God is going to send into the marketplace to represent him there. That the divine ideas will be pouring. That you'll be a solution provider. Amen. A solution provider in that marketplace. A solution provider, because God is God of love. He loves everyone. He wants to express his love in every dimension. There are some that God is going to send into the engineering sector. Inventing things. I mean, you say we have all the electronic gadgets, all of this. There are still many, many more that man has not even discovered. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Wisdom, giving you that witty invention ability. Oh, Glory to God. There are a couple of people that, now listen to this carefully. You just want to have this ability to create a special product that will move the market. Stand up. Stand up. I'm telling you. Notice, to create that special product that will move the markets. There is an anointing for that. You remember Bezaleel? Bezaleel? You remember Bezaleel? The Spirit of the Lord came. He said, I have anointed him with the Spirit. Let me read it. Please give it to us. Exodus 31. Because I want your faith to anchor on this. And you've got the same Holy Ghost that came upon Bezaleel. Amen. Exodus 31. Exodus 31 from verse 1. Hallelujah. The Lord spoke to Moses saying, verse 2, let's keep reading. Verse 2. See, I have called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. Next. I have filled him with what? With the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, in all manner of workmanship. Notice, in all manner of workmanship to design artistic works. Let's go back again to that verse 4. I mean to that verse, the previous one. I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, in all manner of workmanship. All right, next verse. Next verse. To design artistic, to design. The Spirit of God in witted invention. To design artistic works. The Holy Ghost is coming upon you right now. The anointing is coming upon you right now. Hey, Zota, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's coming upon you right now. As I wave my hands upon, the Holy Ghost is coming upon you right now. And you begin to design great artistic works. Creative things. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Please be seated. Let's read on. There's something else I want to show you. He said to walk in gold, in silver, and in bronze. Next verse. In cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and to walk in all manner of workmanship. Next. And I indeed have appointed with him Eliab, the son of Ismael, of the tribe of Dan. And I've put wisdom in the hands of all the gifted artisans, that they may make all that I have commanded you. That they may make all that I've commanded you. There is something about you understanding how to do things which is beyond your own natural ability. So, see yourself being able to. I was in a particular church in Texas, and a particular woman came after I preached along this similar thing. She said, I now understand. There's something always come on me. You know, that I'll call some women. I said, let's pray in tongues. He said, after we pray in tongues, then there is this idea about how to do a great sculpture, to paint great sculpture. You know, to paint great things. He said, now see it. Then they were even designing some particular things. He said, I would just say, let's pray in tongues. They would gather together, Mangaladosh, Kombredi, Elabandoso. And he said, every one of us will begin to understand how to put these things together, and it's coming out well. She came to me after. He said, now I saw it. Yeah, that's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is not just an agent of healing. Spirit of wisdom, giving us the understanding to do things well. This is coming within me. There is going to be a great mark of excellence that is going to come upon that which you will produce. And also, a great favor that is going to rest upon it. Because it is not by power, nor by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. So walk in that consciousness that the Holy Ghost is upon me. I am highly creative. Notice the confession. The Holy Ghost is upon me. I am highly creative. I am highly creative. God can ask you to take a particular class, particular course, to expand your knowledge base. And even on that course, you're going to find out that you are understanding things fast, understanding things fast, understanding things fast. That's the Holy Ghost working. Because the anointing has begun its work in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, that's 2 Corinthians 9. 2 Corinthians 9. 9, 8. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You getting blessed?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now look at New Living Translation. He said, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. Woo! Plenty left over to share with others. So our God is not a God of poverty. It's a God of prosperity. Faith begins when the will of God is known. The wonderful man of God, F.F. Bosworth. When we have a clear understanding of God's mind concerning his plans for our lives, his ways, we will walk in the highest form of prosperity that no man has ever seen. It's coming again to me. I see multimillionaires in this place.
Amen.
Please say to yourself, say, I am.
I am.
Say it again, say, I am.
I am.
Hallelujah. All right, let's go back to that Matthew 6. Matthew 6. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's 31. Let me read it from New Living Translation. Oh, you can put up New Living Translation for us, please. Thank you. He said, so don't worry about this thing, saying, what will we eat? Notice, don't worry about this thing, saying, let's still go, stay on that. He says, so don't worry about this thing, verse 31. Verse 31. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, he says, so don't worry about these things, saying. So what is God telling us? Don't take the thought that, oh, how am I going to ever be fed? How will my life be if I choose to follow God? If I choose to obey God? The flesh is going to hammer for that. The flesh is going to say that. But he says, so don't worry about these things, saying. Saying. So which means the feelings, the thoughts will come. But the word of God, it says, don't take it. So if you don't take it, what do you take? You take the word of God, the provision word of God that is said, my God supplies all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Saying, if I obey and willing, if you be willing and obedient, you shall what? Eat the good of the land. Eat the good of the land. So this I am going to do. This I am going to do. I know God will provide for my own needs. Amen. Now, you can go down a little bit, brother. Everywhere we go to minister in nations of the world, we don't ask anybody, you have to pay for our flights, put us in a 5-star hotel. Nope. Because we believe the Lord sent us as more than able to feed us, to provide for us. Our coming to Nigeria, nobody paid for our flights. And our program is so packed. Even the flights within the nations, within here, that we go, paid for by our wonderful partners that the Lord has given us. We believe God for them. And God always helps us. Amen. And that has always been our philosophy, that Lord, you called us into this. You are much more than able to feed us, to provide for us. We're going to do this. All right. August the 30th. I was a full-time professor in one of the universities in Florida. I reduced my hours when the demand was getting too much. I used to work 40 hours, I reduced to 30. It's now getting much. Because then we were having daily broadcasts. Right now the broadcast is 3 times in a day, Mondays through Thursdays, online. So, August 30th, I just told my wife, I said, you know, here's what happened. I traveled one day. I had a meeting in New York, and I was supposed to fly back to Florida, and there was a storm. So the flight was canceled, and I was supposed to resume work to have my class the following day. So what will I do? I wrote my dean. That week, my boss just told me, say your heart is not in this thing. Can you imagine that? He said, your heart is not in this thing. He said, your heart is not in this thing. I put up my defense. I said, sir, my student, they love me. Everybody love me and all that. But deep down, I just, I said, this is really true. This is really true. He said, your heart is not in this thing. I left. I told my wife, I said, it's time for me to move on. And I wrote, I said, sir, thank you so much. I give one more or two months notice. I'm leaving. August the 30th, I left the full time. Of course, I do skeletal medical practice, telemedicine and all that. That's when I left. I'm not saying multi-million right now, but there is a great peace within me that, yes, this is it. Now, please, that is me. Please don't get me wrong. That is me. Because we got to balance it. That is me. Amen. That is me. And it took me like years before I came to that conclusion. Amen. And again, I just saw that this is getting too much. The demand. Come and bless us this. So it's getting too much. And even our own daily broadcast, you know, we see that this is what the Lord has put in our hearts. So I just have to make that decision. That is me. Praise the Lord. Amen. So just follow your heart. Let the Lord lead you. Amen. But that's me. And you just say, yes, this is it. This is it. And guess what? We found that things opened up the more for us. What has been in our heart that we want to be doing now, and now I have the time. Glory to God. We want to be running daily healing school. We couldn't do it. But by His grace, we run daily healing school today, Mondays through Thursdays. All right? We have a daily class on different subjects that we teach in the morning. You know, on different platforms online. And sometimes when I tell people some of the platforms we hear, they say, eh? Is that a kind of a platform like that? I say, we are on Twitch, we are on Vine, we are on D-Live. Say, do we have something like a social media? Yes, there are a whole lot like that. Amen. Twitter, Mixer, maybe so many ones. He said, really? Mixer? Yes, there are. Glory to God. Now, when we follow God, God is able to make all grace to abound towards us. All right? Now, New Living Translation says, so don't worry about this thing. Say, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? Say. Because if you say that is going to be registering on you that, man, I can't follow God. I can't do this. How will I be able to do this? And in following God is a work of faith. Yes, we have faith challenges that we're going through right now in our lives, in our ministry, but we rejoice. When my mind or my body wants to do this, well, what are you going to do? I get back into God's word. I feed on the word. I speak out the word so that the power of the word will saturate me. Then my confidence in God will come up again the more. I lift up my hands. I say, Lord, you're my provider. Lord, you're my healer. Lord, you will provide much more than we need for us. Yes, doing it. All right, look at it, verse 32. It says, these things dominate the thoughts of what? Of unbelievers. Dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. We are not unbelievers, we are believers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. These are the things that we need to constantly meditate on, dwell on. Victory begins when we understand the will of God. I'm telling you, victory begins when we understand the will of God. When we put God's will first, we're going to see things lining up. Brother Copeland said sometimes ago, a man drove a very posh car and he put it in his driveway and he put the key there. He said, so he rejoiced. He said he was going to sell the vehicle to put the money to the ministry. He said, the Lord cautioned him. He said, what did the man say? He said, to you. Right? He said, what did you tell the people that every money that comes to the ministry goes to the ministry, right? He said, this one to you, right? He said he wasn't even thinking about that kind of Porsche car. That, he said, that is for you, so enjoy it. Think about that. I was in a particular meeting sometimes ago when I came around, and a wonderful man of God was talking, and the Lord ministered to me. He said, so a 50,000 naira mention, this is not for ministry. This is for you. For you. For you. This is not for ministry. This is for you. People couldn't believe it. I specifically told him, I said, this is not to spend on the ministry. This is for you. 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 God knows of our needs. Let's stand up. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost. So far, Iyada Balagarabosh. Heralos. Maradoso. Let's thank God for His word. Makaradosh. Kembradiyada Balados. Mangaladosh. Kombradiyada Balagas. Sotededosh. Kembradiyada Balaga. Heredos. Suta. Praise Him. Give Him praise. Jelebosh. Kambradiyada Balados. Soda Badabosh. Efraledus. Sotendosh. Kambradiyada Ba. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Sokali Yedebodosh. Kambradiyada Ba. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We thank you for, in Jesus' name. Lord, we honor you. We thank you for my wonderful brother and my wonderful sister whom you have made to be an overseer of this place. And many, many people amongst nations that they will live here and they will begin to do your work in nations, in places. Well, thank you for them, O God. Lord, I pray. You know, sir, I have a leading to lay my hands upon you and my sister. I just do this, then we close. Get off. Yelebush kombalagato ko zutanda shkambra. Zuta lika doko zuto kosh kambra diyadabalado ko zuta. Heledushko. Ma ango sutandushima. Lord, thank you for that impartation. Mangalu shkoba. Efralu zuta. Thank you for additional deposit of your giftings and stirring up of your giftings. So kalienda baladoso in the name of Jesus. You know, sir, there is something that is going to be so paramount amongst you guys. Spirit of boldness. Spirit of boldness, you know, declaring the word of God with boldness. And there's going to be a great expression also, utterance, kaladosh, kama, that is going to be much more unusual. I'm telling you, spirit of boldness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So kaliyeda balado ko zutanda bush kambra. Elebo so tandosh kambra digeledo so faraba. Lord, I stretch my hands upon everyone that are sick in their body. I command sickness to leave their body right now in the name of Jesus. I speak total healings to them now in the name of Jesus. Zote deshkomba. To that person that is depressed, I command spirit of depression, leave in the name of Jesus. I speak the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Holy Ghost to rise up within you and overwhelm you in the name of Jesus. In your pathway is life and there is no death. You will succeed. You will live in victory. You will prosper. And the spirit of understanding, wisdom, will rest mightily upon everyone in the name of Jesus. You will know God the more. You will serve God the more. And the blessings of obedience will fall mightily upon you all in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,